I think a lot of our viewers have been waiting for something like this. How we started making money online. He's the legend, the e-com king. He's made full-blown course on dropshipping for free on YouTube.
There's like a French guy. I will teach you. He does that and he's like, I'll teach you how to make $1,000. He shows you like a random process. I fell into that rabbit hole and it fucking wasted so much of my time.
Imagine your mom gave you $1,000.
Can't imagine a mom.
Your dad?
My dad, I don't remember the last time he gave me $1,000.
You're making this worse. Help. Welcome back to Fuck Ups, episode number God knows what. And this one's very special because I think a lot of our viewers have been waiting for something like this, where we go over how we essentially started making money online. And I saw this one very particular comment about this dude. He was like, bro, you're making content on how to go from B to Z, but most of us are at point A. So how do we actually go from point zero to making like 1K a month? So that's around 80,000 Indian rupees. And then, you know, actually like you go from there, because starting is the hardest and then life gets easier.
Definitely.
And we're recording this at
1:54 right now. So that's an improvement for our previous timing. Last one was
7 a.m.
And like we had some guests in between. So Shyam ko apne podcast record kar
raha. Time improved.
Yeah, improved. But yeah, we're back at our regular timings, which is
regular
2 a.m.
Timings, yeah.
to 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. And we barely sleep. So.
And Rex is still drinking coffee.
Cheers.
Cheers, no. I'm drinking hot chocolate.
Khatam
guys. I'm not like that. You know, I've. You see what I'm wearing here? It's a Whoop band. It's a health tracker. So I'm like that now. I'm one of those nerds. I care about my sleep and stuff. Hot chocolate break.
Yep.
Okay, let's get started. Let's dive right into it. Rex, how did you make your first dollar or rupee online?
Good question. So,
and what was it? Go into like the entire details. And then after that, let's go into how you would recommend that same model, whatever you did at the very start. Would you recommend it today to the viewer who's watching this?
So how it all started was like, I started with zero. I had no money and I had a sister that was just making money. She just got a fashion design degree and she was like doing a job, doing okay in life. So from there, I was scrolling on IG and I saw a story. A dude put up a story saying, you can make money and I'll teach you how you'll do it.
Ty Lopez?
Some random Indian dude though.
Oh.
Like, I don't fucking know.
Which year was this and how old were you?
2018-19. Yeah, probably lockdown stuff.
And you were 16?
17. Yeah, 16 was messed up, but 17. So we were doing that. And I saw that story and I felt helpless, like, oh, this dude can teach me, but I don't have 500 bucks. So I started thinking, where can I get 500 bucks from? But I can't make it. I had zero skills. So I asked, like, went to my sister and she's like, Didi, thoda sa paisa de do na.
Most of the guys who buy Iman's course.
Exactly, bro. Oh, yeah, like Iman's course, but like we could go off a tangent.
That's a tangent, right?
But yeah.
Keep continuing.
Yeah,
please.
Continuing with my story. But yeah, I asked her for some money. She said no, obviously, like Mark sisters do. Bro, that's expensive for us.
My bad.
Yeah, good fucking morning.
So, yeah, go
ahead. So like, I had to like convince her for 7 days. Give you 500 rupees, why it's a lot. Sorry, I know you can't relate. But
I grew up not poor.
So, yeah, it was like 7 days of convincing. And then I finally convinced, like, to get 500 bucks. And then she gave it to me and then I paid it to that guy. So it was GPay or Paytm or something. And she paid it to that guy. And he sent me like a small 10-15 minute video of how I could make money. He sent me the exact website. He sent me the exact step-by-step plan. And I actually made money.
It worked?
No, I swear.
An online course back in 2018 by
yeah.
an Indian dude with yeah. adverts worked.
The online course was 12 minutes long. The video that he sent me
yeah.
for 500 bucks.
I mean, what do you expect?
Guess what I was doing?
What?
Selling fake Instagram followers.
I felt it. You know, there are these...
That's
yeah.
I sold fake Instagram followers to make my first 1,000 rupees.
Yeah.
And like...
Who do you sell it to?
Random people online.
How?
So I created Instagram. Good question. I created an Instagram account. Or it's me like, I'll make you famous or something like that. Didi K husband following me. So he still might be following me, so I'll check it out. Yeah, I made the page and then I started following random people from that. So that's how I learned follow for follow as well. Like after that, that carried over into the theme page. But yeah, I started following random people. I started DMing them. I also put up like a Buddha price list. Ki kitne price
yeah,
fake, kitna
I used
followers.
To get those DMs as well.
Fuck, that was me.
Yeah, And I know some people actually buy that.
A lot of people buy that.
Back then, yeah, people were buying that stuff.
They still do. It's like
I don't know about
easy
now,
status.
But at least earlier, I know, like, personally, I had one friend who social status, karenge followers.
Yeah. So like that's how I made my first money.
Okay, was it some guy who paid you, or was it like a page?
It was guys, like mostly like guys that wanted to show off. So they were like dumb fucking guys that posted like videos, and they're like, oh, I need views on this.
Okay.
So I need views and likes on all of my posts, Instagram posts, so girls like me.
And do you think that was a scammy way to make money? Because a lot of those followers thingy, you know, they promise real likes and followers. And
no, I told him, ki, matlab, these followers will probably disappear like in 30 days. And he was fine with it. He just needed quick status.
Quick status.
For that girl.
Fair enough.
So it worked for him. How did you make your first money? First rupee.
It's hard because I don't exactly remember like which was the first thing I did. I probably made 1,000 rupees doing graphic design or something. And
on
I sold
Fiverr?
It, and I sold it to one of my friends' parents.
Oh. You know, fuck. That's nice.
Yeah, I made like a poster for they were having like a brownie party or something. So I knew how to use Canva back in the day. I was probably like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Canva.
Brownie party kya hota hai, bhai?
Brownie party, bro. Like, you know, they're gonna have marshmallows at night. They're gonna roast it.
That's the party?
Yeah, and like, you know, a lot of guests come over and there's music and there's brownies.
Fucking rich people.
No, it's not. It's like, I think that's how I made my first 1,000 rupees. But then that's still not, I wouldn't consider that because it's like through someone, you know? I knew the person and they literally just asked me, hey, can you make a post? I'm like, okay.
It's first money. So like you did it with skills you had. So
no, it's not skills I had, man. Like, come on now.
Canva.
Canva is Canva, bro. Let's not call Canva
bro,
a skill.
Bro, probably their son asked you.
No. The parents only. We were close like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but so it's like, you know, imagine your mom gave you 1,000. Like, are you calling her?
Can't imagine a mom.
My bad. Your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine he gave you 1,000. Would you consider that, you know, making money?
My dad, I don't remember the last time he gave me 1,000.
My bad.
Yeah.
You're making this worse. Help.
No, I actually don't, bro. Fuck.
It's fine. But, okay, I'm sorry. I'll give you 1,000.
No, it's okay.
You want?
Swear my heartbeat.
Lele.
De, bhai, please.
Khole. To go into the real first 1,000 rupees, my best guess is that it came from web development. But before that, I burned money. And it's only fair that I talk about that as well. So, I was watching The Ecom King on YouTube.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched him?
Dude,
yeah,
the beard, yeah.
Kamal. Kamal Sattar.
Yep.
I know him by heart, bro. I watched his 10-hour courses.
Swear I did too.
He's the legend. He's made full-blown courses on dropshipping for free on YouTube.
And it has like 1 million views or something?
Yeah, but no, he came up with a lot of series. So, that was the old one. Then he came up with another one. Spat some awesome game on the new ones.
Everything was free. I mean,
everything was free.
Go on.
That dude is a legend. He could have made so much money, but he just gave it all for free.
Yeah.
Like, legend. Right? And I watched all of his content, and I was probably like 15 at this time. 15 or 16. And I was in school, right? And all of that. But it was like, yo, this looks so promising. And I was in that learning loop. I was in that information loop that a lot of viewers probably are right now, right? They keep consuming content on how to do something, but then they never actually end up doing it. That was me for the longest time. And this was for dropshipping. And he gave all the information I needed. But guess what? Now I want more information from him. It's like, even though he's given me everything I need, everything in one video, I'm still looking for more.
I understand.
Right, so I was stuck in that. But then I actually ended up trying to do something because our family situation was worsening and like, time to make some quick cash, you know?
Have to.
Become the dad. So what happened was I opened my first dropshipping store. I don't remember exactly what it was. My first attempt at the store was horrible. So I made a website. Bus.
How was the website? And how long did it take you to make
it? So I started on Shopify, right, obviously, and it was like one of those templates, and I learned, first of all, how to, you know, use that template. So this was my first skill set acquired. This becomes very important in how I made my first 1,000 rupees. So the skill set acquired was making Shopify websites. I made my own. I made the first one. And the first one was really a learning experience. It took me like 3 days, 3-4 days to just come up with a simple template
That's
website.
still fast though, like
Yeah, fast
good
learner
speed.
like that. But got that done, but I never really launched dropshipping because it was daunting. Like Facebook ads, all of that. Like my brain wasn't that big. I was dumb. I wasn't the 15-year-old kid. That, you know, as we were watching a podcast today, there's some kid was making 500k revenue at 15, so irrelevant, but I didn't have his brain back then. And so what happened after that was I made one store, then I made a second store. This time I went a few steps closer to actually launching, like dropshipping, doing all the ads. So this time I went to Fiverr and I bought some video ads for my product. Gained
How much
another
did they
skill.
cost you?
Probably like 4,000 rupees. And I was contemplating, okay, this wasn't an easy decision for me. I was thinking hard. And guess what? This all came from my mom's account.
Give it back to her
Bro,
right now.
uska ROI already ho gaya hai.
Nahi, nahi, abhi wapas extra
ROI ho gaya hai, bro.
You can't be taking money from your mom, bro.
Yeah. Bro, come on. You took from your sister.
Bro, I know.
So?
But not from your mom.
Bro, same thing. So, I continued, right? Yeah. And then that was my first order. Then I pretty sure I didn't do anything with the ad. I posted it on Instagram, made a website. Oh no, I made a Instagram account for the try encased. That was the dropshipping store name. And it was essentially that product where you put the phone inside of a case and then you can take it in the shower.
You probably do have website ka photos, na?
Maybe.
I think, yeah, we should put that up.
Yeah, and the best part about this, I really thought this was going to be a hit because I would use such a product myself because I was like 15, addicted to my phone, right? So I wanted to take my phone in the shower. So I'm like, yeah, this is genius. This has to work. Exactly. So that was my dropshipping journey. I didn't actually start. But I do have some thoughts on this, you know, when you're young and should you start dropshipping? But I'll get to this in a bit. So I learned how to make Shopify websites. Then I registered myself on Upwork because I wanted to see how I can make money. And that was like the most straightforward path.
Yeah.
Okay, there are job posts. I apply.
You get money easy.
I get a gig. I do the work. Money into my account. Like, simple. With dropshipping, there are a lot of steps before you know, make money.
Yeah. You have to build, basically.
Yeah. It's like a mini business that you launch
actually business.
As soon as possible.
Yep.
That's how I look at it. And then I'm also going to later on talk about dropshipping and how you can apply those principles to create SaaS and now it's called as micro SaaS.
That'll be interesting.
We're going to get to that.
Yep.
Upwork, freelancer, 16, made my account on my mom's name because you have to have a legal ID.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people ask this question and they still get stuck here. What do I do, you know, from 17? Bro. Choose anyone's
ask
ID.
You're not
ask
like
your
me.
Didi, ask your yeah. anyone, literally anyone. And register on their PAN card. Whoever is not making money, because my parents don't make money. So, like, I could just use their PAN. But you can, anyone, you know. And I applied for a bunch of, like, applied for 3 or 4 gigs. And one of them, their budget was like $10 for the whole website. I'm the dude for that, you know. I'm the, not 10, like 20, 20 or $25. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. And then she was like, okay, what have you done before? Like, I did this, hopped on a call. I was probably sounding really cute with my high-pitched voice. Closed, you know. So such important skills from the get-go. This was a foreign client, probably in the UAE. And then yeah, that's how I made my first money.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah. My outreach was probably shit. Like, my outreach was probably like, hey, I'm very new to the platform, so excuse my earnings. I'm Subah, blah, 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 blah. You know how classic proposals you get? It's probably worse than that. But she probably saw, like, I have zero earnings. Why?
It's
and
a
I
new
applied
account.
Quickly, so it was very quickly applied. And then directly just messaged me, hop on a call, I'm like, oh, yeah, I did this. Showed her my previous dropshipping websites and she was looking for something similar. Like, boom, perfect. And then on the job, I had to learn skills that I wouldn't have otherwise known.
We can talk about this later.
It's important. We'll segue into this.
Yep.
Inside the website, right, there was a few changes that I couldn't make just by the template. So I started dabbling with code. HTML and CSS, right? Especially CSS for the design changes. And that's where I got my first taste of CSS. And if you don't know what CSS is, search it up. and we'll get into that a little later. But you should know, that's how I made my first 1,000. She was very happy. She actually came back later as well. So I did a few more projects with that person. Repeat customers, repeat clients, very important. And I also learned code.
So, yeah, like lessons that we could take from that is probably that you'll never be ready.
Yeah.
Like you just take the plunge.
Just start.
Jump, like kuwe mein already, and then you'll figure things out. Mm-hmm. Because like as an entrepreneur, if like anyone wants to be that, you'd have to, like the main skill you need to have is like you need to figure it out, right? You'll never, like no one is born with the solutions to every problem. What entrepreneurs have is like the ability to just figure solutions to the problem out. So that's what this dude did. Like
this dude. My dude.
My dude.
That was bad. Go on.
Again.
It happens naturally. You remember the first one?
That was good.
Yeah, go on.
So cut figure to like out. Our first
dap. Yeah. Go on.
Anyway, last.
See, it's natural.
Nice. So yeah, like the first thing you need to know is like you need to have the ability to figure it out. And what more lessons would you add?
You don't know where things will like take you. So I tried dropshipping. I didn't go all in, okay? I was young. I didn't know how to do all this.
Yeah.
But I tried dropshipping and I didn't know that I was going to end up on Upwork making someone else a dropshipping store because they were more qualified.
Exactly. Like.
But that's what happened.
Again, like lesson number two would be you can only connect the dots looking backwards.
I love that quote.
Steve Jobs wala quote. Yeah. So like you'll only find out later in life. And if you have, if you're learning skills that you think abhi ek saal mein kaam aayenge, you never know how in like 5 years those skills would add up for like the bigger picture. You could be doing something like very different. For example, like you learn video editing right now and you become a really good editor, right? But as you learn editing and you learn about the intricacies of it, you also learn how to like manage a lot of other editors. So now you have two skills, like management and editing. So now you could probably run a video editing department, an entire department of video editors.
Operations in an agency.
Exactly.
Go on Upwork. Maybe you find an operations role.
Exactly.
And you tell them about your current experience and get that gig. You never know. So that's essentially what happened. That was how I made my first money.
So my sister like got a job, like offer for content writing. It was locked down. She already had a gig already. Like I told you guys that she was a fashion designer. So basically it was like, you have good English, take this job.
Achha English.
Haan, achha English. Angrej ke chode ho tum. Cut that out, please. Sorry.
We're not cutting that.
Yeah, let it be. I don't fucking care.
To aage jaana.
Haan, to, matlab, so like she was like, you can take this gig. And I was like, sure. So ek test karna tha, it was around 700 words. So I gave the test and the test came out perfect. Like they ran it through all of their Grammarly and all the tests that they do. And they test for active voice, passive voice. And I don't fucking know other like 10 different things that I don't even know about. But like, I don't even know. Kaise. I wasn't like cognizant about my skill, but I had it. So I applied and then I felt rich. Ki, matlab, I got a job. And matlab, ab to main 700 rupees kamaunga har do hafte.
Macho man. All the women.
Mahine ke 1,500. Kaun kamata hai aajkal? 1,500 rupees.
Sir ji.
Arey nahi sir.
Thoda daan diye.
Aap 2,000 kama rahe the, kya bol rahe? So like that happened, and like I on top of the world, because that was my first consistent. Because I'll let you know abhi kya ho aage. Consistent income. So I started doing the job and the first article was decent. It took me 2 weeks to write 1,500 words because there were a lot of revisions. And is bar na, I made a lot of mistakes. Ki matlab passive voice nahi tha aur ye voice nahi tha. So I realized ki galti se nikal gaya tha test. And the next article I submitted, mera deadline tha 7 days. I submitted in 14 days. And then I was like, I'm not doing this, because it took me a month. And it was fucking stressful because I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even hang out with my friends. And at the end of the month, I got like 1,500. And like, I was sad about leaving the job, but like I had to leave it. And yeah, I was like a fucking content writer working for $20 a month.
I'm proud of you for leaving a job that was paying you that high.
Bro, like that.
My guy.
Done that before.
आगे जाना.
Yeah, so like that was it. That's how I'm like that was my second business model
Any
and it wasn't a
takeaways here?
business. Takeaways would be
have a didi that gets a second job.
Have a didi that gets a second job. I mean that gets offers for like gigs. Right?
Yeah.
Because if you
maybe
don't
you can take something off their plate.
Yeah. Like if you have connections, like keep asking them if they
can
get
I do
stuff.
Something for you?
Yeah.
I think that's like the easiest way to make your first money.
Exactly.
Na?
Like
just
yeah,
ask people around you kuch kar sakta anyway I can help you, anyway I can
exactly.
help you, be helpful.
Yeah.
Even I had a didi, not like related by blood or anything like that, a little distant if anything, but she was a graphic designer and she was remote. She was a freelancer that used to get a lot of gigs.
Yeah.
I could have probably asked her as well, like, hey, can you teach me, can you teach me, can you teach me? I could have literally gone to her house and she could have taught me some stuff and I could have probably made some money that way as well.
Yeah.
So, big takeaway here.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even now that you said this, I realized I could have... No, I'd fucking had no one in my network. But like people that have people in the network, just like that should be your first step. Ask someone, ki matlab, can I do something for you? And the second takeaway would be like, even when I was making, I don't know, $20 a month, I was kind of happy about it somehow. I don't know how, like, it sounds insane. $20 a month, I was like, fuck, I made 20 data zar rupay bhenchod. So I was excited about it. And it's more difficult now. I'm not able to do that anymore because like I compare myself to like people that are 1,000 times ahead of me. But just like counting your small wins and being happy about them, like one step at a time. Because if you keep comparing yourself to like big people that you see online, like you'll always feel like shit about
bro,
it.
Bro, get the small wins, get the 2,000 rupees.
Exactly. And they should feel nice. Ki matlab, oh, I made 2,000 rupees. I made a mark. I did something. So that's a big takeaway. And I think I should do that still. Like that lesson got lost on me. Like anything I make, I'm like...
We don't celebrate.
Exactly. Like, ugh, cute. Even like, yeah, both of us. Like cute. And we've gotten into that mode. Ki matlab, this like doesn't do anything for
maybe
us.
When I close like a 20k a month deal,
yeah, it has to be step above. That's what I'm talking about, like these deals that we close, like
the smaller ones is like 3k,
they don't like do anything.
Now we're talking about dollars, by the way. Thoda transition ho gaya hai.
Yeah.
Pehle rupees 2000 rupees tha, abhi 3k dollar bol rahe hai.
Every but time we talk about now it's dollars.
Pehle thoda rupees tha.
Wait.
Yeah.
Now I want to know how you made your like
So I'm looking down, I'm looking at my phone. That's so right. I have all the points written down. You know, I'm putting more effort into the podcast for you guys. Yeah.
Like, production bhi badhai
hai. Wohi bhai, background dekho. Five star review chhodo Spotify pe abhi. Required. And if you're on YouTube, subscribe, you know, take a minute off, breathe.
Like and subscribe, guys.
Exactly.
Subscribe.
I think now is a good time for the comment.
Comment?
Yeah.
So
comment Superman this time.
Okay, comment Superman. I was gonna say hot chocolate.
yeah, hot chocolate is better.
Comment hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate, and then I will definitely, if you outreach to me, I might reply. Get too many outreaches nowadays.
Bro, exactly.
Messages, yeah. Okay. So we spoke about dropshipping and then coding. And I think I also wanna tell you guys, this is not how I really made I did make money with this. So after coding, for the last Shopify development, Shopify store, and I had to do some custom things, so I learned a bit of CSS. And after that, I had a huge coding phase. 6 months, I used to wake up at 6 a.m. and I bought this entire JavaScript course, HTML, React, Tailwind. I'm speaking some words you might not know, but
only like Tailwind, I don't know.
Tailwind CSS, and all of that stuff, right? And I went on a side tangent where I had school and I used to wake up before school. I also went on a tangent of brewing black coffee. So I was doing that and then I was coding on my laptop and the sunlight used to come in from the window. I used to play music and that's all I did for 6 months.
That's romantic.
Exactly. So I was in that phase and I learned a lot about code that way. And with that, I was confident to actually make some websites from like scratch. And I think same through Upwork. I got, maybe through Upwork or maybe that person only, my first client referred me to someone else and I got the first 10k website.
10k
rupees,
so rupees,
rupees
yeah.
Bro, rupees.
Oh,
so I did that. And
I thought
even
you were
though,
richer before.
Even then I used template. So I used a template, but I had a lot more options to customize, and I was just confident this time. I felt like I knew my shit. So code was a huge thing for me. And now, honestly, if you're watching, go deep into code. I would say it's definitely worth learning. But even with AI coming, that knowledge will still help you, maybe.
I mean, yeah, it's always like you'll know how to use ChatGPT.
Go deep into code, because later on in this podcast, we'll give our opinion on SaaS and micro SaaS. And
yeah,
with the knowledge we have now, it's extremely useful. And just having technical skills. If you have money, like if your parents are fine, you don't need to make money.
Yeah.
But you want to do something useful with your time, just learn to code. It's like a no-brainer. Even though there are better things, you can make more money quickly, but I feel like you'll set yourself up for success.
It's a good choice long term. Like, either you should be creating content or doing code. And
or even if not code, Bubble or no code software.
No code
Get
software.
Good with that. Yeah. So that's one side tangent I really want you guys to take away. And to then talk about the next venture. This was a dog servicing business.
Pop Pals.
Yeah. Bro, so my
photo
friend
up on the screen right now.
My friend in school, he called me like, let's do this, bro. It's 16, something like that. And this was during COVID, or COVID had just started, or it started right after we started. And we thought of, okay, bro, we're in Mumbai. You know, there are a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
But there's no like Uber for dogs.
Uber for dogs?
Yeah, so we wanted dog walking.
Yeah.
Dog walking services on demand. So like you can book that and we have a dog walker come to you. And also like grooming and like a full stack servicing thing.
Hmm.
But this was physical. So one of our first steps was, so I'm the website guy, right? I made the website. I got us a nice Instagram. I got us like an advert with some foreign dude voiceover on Fiverr. Like, so that was how, you know, this physical service. And now is where I developed some more skills, right? So we both, to acquire talent, what is your best belief? What would you do now to acquire talent? In this case, the dog walkers themselves.
I'd put up a job post and location-wise.
Maybe a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, location-wise. And put up Instagram stories.
You know what we did?
Let me guess. You told your friends to do it.
No. We both went on the street and walked until we found dog walkers. Yeah, so that's what we did, right?
Fucked up though, like why? What
Bro,
was the logic
we wanted
behind
staff.
It? What was the logic behind like just going out and finding people?
I mean,
bhai, aap kutte ko chalate ho kya?
No, they were already walking dogs, na?
Oh.
So people who were already walking a dog and look like a bhaiya.
Achha.
Haan.
Okay, I thought you were just like going on Mumbai streets.
Bhaiya, dog chalate ho.
Kutta chalata hoga tu.
No. So people who were already walking. No, so we wanted to collect insights, intel. How do they get their clients? So we did all of that.
I didn't even know people like walk dogs and they get paid for it.
No, so we were like 2 16-year-olds. He had a little bit of a beard. I was like, eh. I was also fat. I was like, okay, tell me more, bhaiya, kya karte ho? Matlab kaise abhi clients kaise milte hain? Clients no, probably customers kaise milte hain? Clients out of reach. I don't know what clients means. So, matlab we were doing market research and all that, and then we had one guy who we convinced that okay, we'll give you clients. You go, you service.
Yeah.
So drop servicing kar rahe the abhi technically,
Ooh.
But branded drop servicing.
So did you get clients for that?
I think we got one or two, but that too, pehchan se.
Nahin, that's obvious, but like, did you grow it?
No. It was a complete fail.
Why did it fail? Now, yeah. Like, looking back, what would you have done to like, make it?
I would have never done it.
Yeah. Probably not enough demand or something?
It's way too tough for a first-time founder to pull something like that off. Even then, it's just not that profitable.
Yeah.
It's about choosing the right vehicle, right? This is very cliche. A lot of people say this, but choosing the right vehicle is important. And a dog servicing business, first of all, like how much can you really grow it?
Exactly.
And the challenges that come with it, you would probably beat another business and earn a lot more money if you just dedicate as much as you did, like to make that a success.
Yeah.
So it's just not worth it, in my opinion. And I learned Facebook ads. So I actually ran some ads this time. We got a few phone calls. So a lot of learnings here, you know. Went walking, literally socialized, like meeting.
I wouldn't have that, dog.
Yeah.
Fucking
but
hell.
Also gave me COVID.
COVID exists?
Yeah, no, so there was like the peak of COVID at the very start when it was scary, you know?
Yeah.
Boom, I caught that shit because we were walking around like that. So this business, we made like a bit, but totally like we were definitely in a big loss. But, you know, it's technically we made money and counts towards my experience. And takeaways here is do shit. You'll
yeah.
grow professionally. You'll
exactly.
learn some skills. I learned a little bit about Facebook ads. Got myself in some spots and just fucked around and tried new shit. So yeah, that was around Popals. But let's go into the next one, Rex.
So After that, I fell into this rabbit hole of like starting a blog. I was also trying affiliate marketing, and it was not normal affiliate marketing. Like, it does work, these business models. It just, like, I was stupid as fuck. And I also fell into this, like, there's this entire segment on YouTube where if you, like, YouTube, how to make $1,000 in, like, 7 days, you will find a shit ton of videos. There's, like, a French guy. I will teach you how to, like, he does that. And he's like, I'll teach you how to make $1,000 in, I don't know, 2 days. And then he shows you like a random process. One I remember was you can take photos from Google and then upload it to another website. And then people will come to that website and then buy your photos that you uploaded from Google. And then you'll make $1,000 if you only sell like 5 photos. Right. That's like, this is simple math. Why don't you do that? And that's like the thing the entire channels, those entire channels are based off. Like, we'll put something up. And I fell into that rabbit hole and it fucking wasted so much of my time because I'm very dedicated by nature. Like, everything I do, like, I get obsessed easily with stuff, like, be it work, be it sports. Yeah, so I was obsessed with making money in a short amount of time. And, like, I was trying that stuff. Everything they were saying in the video I was doing, but I was not making money. I was like, it'll happen, it'll stick. It never did. So there was what ended that, like, that phase of finding a shortcut to make money was, like, I read this quote by Naval there, and it literally just said there are no shortcuts to success. And I was like, shit, he's right. Like, if everyone could do this, if everyone could,
everyone,
like,
would be rich.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Like, it was so stupid when I felt so stupid when I read that because I was trying to make $2,000 in 2 days. I had zero skills. I mean, maybe content writing and selling fake followers. And, like, and yeah, I also knew other, like, I learned other stuff like SEO, but, like, that was irrelevant. I wasn't using any of them. So I felt stupid after that phase of, like, trying shortcuts. And then I was like, I need to do something because I need to make money, obviously. So I was trying different stuff out. I went on YouTube, how to make money online. And probably everyone has done that. There's a reason make money online is as popular as
make your first $10,000.
No, I
even if you don't know anything.
Yeah, pretty much. There's this entire segment of, like, make money online. That keyword is, like, very wide search.
I just hope the editor doesn't put up my YouTube. Something like that, you know?
Funny, but yeah,
funny. My next video is probably the easiest way, the best business models to get you to 10k a month. That's probably my next YouTube video, though.
My next video is like how you can make your first $1,000.
We're one of them, bro. What are we saying?
Huh?
But no, I mean, are we a part of those YouTubers then? Are we just adding to the endless pile of information?
I mean, I think from on YouTube, I think what's important is, like, perspectives.
Perspective. I think in that sense, we're more relatable than others.
Yeah, a lot more. And, like, we're real, like,
asli I am, insan.
Asli mein asli, no cap. Krishna Gana, they'll be able to relate. Like, some of them.
I don't know, bro. I don't. Yeah. Guys, you will hate me for this, but I don't really listen to any Hindi songs.
Me too. I just like
bro,
some
you,
rap.
Bro.
Rap.
I've seen your Spotify.
Bro, I like rap.
Bro,
I can
no,
pull
no,
my
no. There's no rap. You listen to everything.
Rap and some Jart songs. I can put
Jart
my
songs,
and
you don't listen to Hindi songs. Yeah.
Is that bro, that's saying? Different.
Bro, how is that different?
I have 5 Jart songs that I have played on repeat.
Exactly. So
I'll share
like
the
that.
Playlist, bro. You love it.
Yeah, but the thing, yeah, I mean, I've never enjoyed that many Hindi songs.
Me too. I hate it.
But there are a few I like. There's like 2 or 3 in my playlist.
Yeah, like the one, like if we're going into the segue. I hate Hindi love songs because they have too much emotion in it and I think it makes my heart weak. So I don't listen to it.
Okay, I had never thought of it that deep. I just don't vibe to it much. Oh, we're going to the juicy stuff now. So after the physical service business, it's theme pages next.
Ooh, favorite part.
Favorite part. It's how Rex and I both we shall bid the first four digits in dollars, right?
Yeah,
So
beautiful.
yeah.
That I felt something when I made that.
Yeah, it was like it was our babies, right? That's how
Yeah.
that was the real start of, oh my God, yeah, we can make money online. It was a huge realization for us. And towards the end of this segment of theme pages, we'll tell them what they could do today.
So go on, like, how did you start?
So remember that Popals was around the COVID period, and during then I was really fat. And I've said this many times, right, in my reels and
Really
other
fat.
podcasts. So that was the part where, you know, I couldn't look at myself. I was disgusted, and that's when I really started with the self-improvement stuff. I started going to the gym, and that became an obsession. But for the first 3 months, after I felt really fat and disgusted now after that hospital incident, was when I started starving myself. I literally started the day after the hospital. I started by not eating for 2 days.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's actually
And
good.
then after, I'm like, okay, then my mom convinced me, kuch to kha le. And I'm like, chalo, salad khayenge.
पता
So yeah,
गाय
I ordered a salad. That shit was the best salad I've had till date. The first salad I had.
कहाँ से था?
I don't remember. Somewhere in Mumbai, bro. And that place shut down. So yeah. But it's fine. It's fine. I'll make it later. Okay, but I was disgusted. I got obsessed with the gym. And before I started going to the gym, I think this is relevant to the viewers. I first worked on the diet for the first 6 months, lost a lot of weight, and I used to do a lot of cycling. So my mom bought a cycle for me, and I just used to cycle around the building because my dad never let me cycle outside. Can you believe that?
Bro,
Can you believe that?
my dad never let my cycle on the roads, and I always used to cycle on the terrace. And
That's crazy.
it's more dangerous because I might fall off the terrace and fall and
Yeah.
die. But
But
like,
Mumbai traffic is crazy. Kolkata traffic is also bad like that. Yeah, whatever. So I guess then with my obsession, I think we both did the same thing here. We saw a page that was killing it on Instagram, and reels were very new. The reels feature itself was new. And
Yeah.
then there were these new age pages that just used to copy TikTok's best content and post that on Instagram. And we both did that
It
for
was
the
a
fitness
little
page.
different for me for my first page, but I'll go into that. Go on.
No, go into that. I think we should talk about our theme page collectively.
So how did you start, like your
This
first
was
one?
it. So I saw another page, and I was obsessed with the gym. I wanted to do something on the side, and I was like 16. This was super simple, right? I'm like, wait, India mein toh TikTok hai hi nahi. I
Huh.
am at an advantage if I just get TikTok. So I connected to VPN, downloaded BlueStacks, and downloaded TikTok on my computer. That was that easy, bro. Just find a workaround.
Exactly, like I don't like people are like accepting very मतलब
अरे,
टिकटॉक बैन हो
आई एम
गया
17. आई कांट क्रिएट एन अकाउंट ऑन अपवर्क.
टिकटॉक ही नहीं है
टिकटॉक नहीं है, क्या
कैसे पैसे
करूँ? पैसे
कमाऊंगा
नहीं कमा सकता. इंडिया गवर्नमेंट.
गवर्नमेंट
या
एग्जैक्टली लाइक आई हेट दोस पीपल दैट लाइक कि गवर्नमेंट
फाइंड
की वजह से
वेज
जॉब
अराउंड.
नहीं है
इफ दोज आर देयर एक्सक्यूजेज, देन दे आर नॉट कट आउट फॉर एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप.
एग्जैक्टली लाइक कि गवर्नमेंट की वजह से जॉब नहीं है
भाई कहाँ और ढूंढ ले. द बिगेस्ट साइन ऑफ सक्सेस आई थिंक इज व्हेन यू आर एबल टू फाइंड वर्क अराउंड्स एंड यू एक्ट ऑन योर सेल्फ एंड यू डोंट लेट माइनर ऑब्स्टिकल्स एंड कम इन योर वे एंड यू टेक अकाउंटेबिलिटी फॉर
Exactly.
गेटिंग देयर.
Yeah, like nothing is stopping you except like your own self.
Great.
Yeah, so like you can find ways around pretty much anything. But going back to like the point, how I started was different. So like I went through all these business models, right? We didn't go into blogging and affiliate marketing a lot, but like fuck that, it's not worth talking about. So I had like a blog. It's funny, okay? So I used to look beautiful back in the day, and I won't be putting up the photos, fellas.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stop making your hair while saying that.
Oh, sorry.
Now
Well,
go in.
so, like, yeah. And looking like that and having negative confidence and negative personality, I started like a blog where I would. So, what happened was, I started a blog where I would write about building like better fashion, better group, like becoming a better man basically, while I was just beautiful. So, like, I can put photos up for you guys if
By
you
the
want
way,
to,
people
like.
didn't understand you're sarcastic by now. At least I'm saying 30% of the people didn't understand.
फोटो
So, he's being sarcastic.
फोटो
Keep
डालेंगे पता चल
on.
जाएगा,
Okay,
दिख
go on.
जाएगा सारा सुंदरता. तो वही मतलब या एंड इट हैपेंड बिकॉज लाइक आई यूज टू नो सार्केज़म अभी आई यूज टू लाइक लुक लाइक एब्सोल्यूट ट्रैश. सो आई स्टार्टेड वॉचिंग ऑल दीज फैशन यूट्यूबर्स लाइक रोज़े ज़ुनिगा, फिर ब्लू मन एंड देन एलेक्स कॉस्टा एंड आई वॉच्ड ऑल देयर वीडियोज एंड आई एम नॉट किडिंग लाइक ए टू जी ऑल ऑफ देम लाइक how to like do your hair and this is why I'm really good with like skincare and all. I don't do that anything, but like I was too much into like, oh, I'll make my skin look good, I'll make my hair look good and like all that gay shit. Yeah, now I wash my face with Rin Bar.
I don't know
Surf Excel.
Oh yeah,
se kapda dhote hain.
Ha,
yeah. So like, but yeah, that's the arc that I had. So I had a blog around that. I'll put like a video of that. Or I also tried affiliate marketing, but I never really took action, never ran ads. Like, just like the dropshipping stuff that you did, I made websites. I like Clickbank Pay. There are a lot of people that know about that. Clickbank is like a place where companies put products up and then you could be an affiliate for them. So I did that for a while, but never actually took proper action to make money. But after that, again, I was on YouTube looking for ways to make money. And there was this cute looking video that said like, start a theme page or like how to make money from Instagram. And I was like, this is new. I'm obviously not the problem. I'm obsessed. I'm doing the work. So
new opportunity.
New opportunity. That's how literally all people work. And it's kind of stupid, but
AI
it works.
Automation, YouTube faceless.
Exactly.
Hoop, jump, jump.
That's what I did. It's called shiny object syndrome. And I could make a video on that later. But I had that, but I tried it out. I was like, Instagram pe theme page banayenge bhai, this has to be it.
This is my and way out for real.
It became the way out.
Yeah.
Like I started a fashion page, the men's fashion, and I grew to 21k followers.
How?
In 3 months. And that was when reels didn't exist. And everyone like on Instagram was telling ki matlab, now you can't grow a page. So that was insane fucking growth. Everyone was coming to me like, how did you do it? And all I used to do was like be on my phone. I had a $100 phone that my sister gifted me. There was
8,000 ka phone, not $100.
Sorry, 8,000 ka phone.
Mm-hmm.
Probably lesser, like it was 6 or 7, but yeah. So yeah, I used to be on that and I was like making posts on Canva and it's fucking insane. So like I used to follow the people. They followed me back and I used to reply to every single comment and I used to comment on every other big influencers post. So there was these fashion lifestyle influencers, Rowan, Row, and like that. Those are just one of the names I remember. And Alex Costa was obviously one of them. And I used to take their photos, make a compilation of the best like outfits and then post that. And those used to go viral a lot.
There were a lot of beautiful men like you.
Yeah, beautiful like men like me. But yeah, that's what I did. That's how I grew my first 21,000 followers. And then I sold it to a guy. And I didn't want to, like, the story behind selling this is kind of sad. I obviously had, like, a lot of offers because it was going fast, right? So you know how trajectory works. People are like, ki bechega kya bro? I need this space right now. So I got a lot of offers. I didn't want to sell. I said no to all of them first. But, like, it was 12 ka ending. So like it was the lockdown, so my dad and my uncle like, oh, sad story, no job, no money.
Paisa chahiye,
to
bhej diya.
So like, yeah.
Kitna mila?
I had to pay my school ka fees. It was $450. So matlab pure saal ka fees. And by the way, that was the worst investment that I've ever made. I could have actually burned the money and I'd get heat out of it. But like school mein de diya. I was just so pissed. Like I would reinvest that money somewhere else. Like the way he used to ask me for like money pehle was like, haan beta tumko de denge wapas. And like I knew it was not coming back because where would it come back from? So I sold my page udhar and then I paid my school ka fees. It was like kind of a proud moment as well. Even like, oh, I paid my school ka fees. But it was like, fuck, I could have reinvested this and made more money.
Just as a side note for the viewers here, I want to say that Rex here is very against college. I'm slightly less against college.
No,
like
no,
I
no, no.
Don't lie. Like, swear. when people DM you, would you tell them, ah, bhai, drop out kar le?
Because they're losers. I'm very for college for people that are, like, get 97 plus. Like, I have friends like that. Hmm. I have a friend that wants to be an MBA.
This is like a entire podcast episode.
Yeah, we can do that later.
Like, because we both have slightly different opinions. I think you should go to college. No, don't. I mean, yeah. But we could argue about that for a while. But let's go on, right? For the next stage of the theme page. So Rex was able to sell it for $450, teaching men's fashion. For me, the starting was where we used to repost TikTok shorts, literally just take that same thing, post it onto Instagram. Because, and the key metric here, the of why a post would perform, is because if it's not there on Instagram and you've removed the TikTok watermark, then it's a fresh piece of content on Instagram that's very highly likely to perform.
And also, it has also gotten viral pehle. So like, we only used to pick the posts like just for
yeah,
them.
That used to that the hype
already viral.
And I remember like even big influencers used to follow us. Noel maybe?
They still have like some on my private account. I still follow people that used to follow me from like my Ducksman 8
and time. With these theme pages, you and I, we did something really smart, right? We started building a community, even though we didn't take that community anywhere and make money with it. We easily could have if we have the same knowledge that we do right now.
A lot of money. How much we grew to? We grew
to
33K.
We had more than 40,000 people in that Discord.
I remember 33K.
More than 40.
And like, we gave it away for free.
Yeah, so we with the theme pages, right? So we had 100K now. We kept growing those pages. 16 years old, you know, at the gym. I used to scroll on TikTok. And then TikTok used to be at home because it was on my PC. And repost them on my phone, save it to my WhatsApp, download my phone when I'm at the gym doing in between rest.
Bro, swear.
And then post those, grew to 100K. And then in the captions, we used to have joined my gym bros Discord server.
We also created like dedicated promotions for that.
Yeah. We were into that. So we were building a community before communities were a thing. If school was there 2 years back, I think we would be in different places right now.
We'd print, bro. Yeah, like, think about that, it. 40K people.
Bro, but for context.
Can we get
Hamza,
back?
For context, Hamza.
1.6.
No. How much does his free school have?
80K.
Like 100K.
100K, yeah.
We had 40K before this was a thing through theme pages.
And we had like combined 400K followers max, and Hamza has 2.5, I believe.
Yeah, it's not a shit on Hamza. It's just showing you like the opportunity that was back then that we sort of missed like that. And we grew a Discord. We didn't monetize it. Or we had some plans, but we were, you know, young and lil naive at that time. So it was like, chalo, community banayenge for the sake of the community. We didn't think of monetizing it.
And we didn't have enough skills as well, even. Like, we actually thought how we could do it. And we were going off of, okay, like, do you want to talk about Jack Devolution? That just popped in my head.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. So we started like a business as well. Jack Devolution, go on.
Jack Devolution. So I had a friend. He's a great coach, by the way. If you're looking for fitness coaching, I mean, and you want to do it remote, he's the guy that really supported
shout
me when I was fat. So shout out to Kuntando. That's his Instagram @. If you need some coaching around your fitness, if you want to improve your physique, I might just shoot him a message, see where that goes.
Yep.
But so we started a Jacked Evolution thing with him, and we called it Jacked Evolution. That was the business name.
Yeah.
And we created a website with an offer of coaching. And did we get a client? I remember.
No,
we didn't.
Like, let's go on how we built this. So how the idea formed was, me and him were like, how to monetize this shit. Like, let's just come up with stuff. And the best thing that we could come up with, like, we have an audience of gym people and we can sell them gym stuff. So what can we sell them? He had a friend, coaching. Fuck, coaching. What we'll do is...
It could have worked if we just did more marketing or something, but...
Exactly. Like, so what we did, like, we'll just have a markup on Kuntando's fee and we'll sell people coaching. We didn't fucking sell.
Yeah, that's what we did, everything, but it's like we got to the last stage but never executed the last stage properly.
Exactly.
Same thing with the drop shipping, same thing with the take the final step, guys. I feel like we would have been more rich if we just put that last bit of effort into every project that we had started.
I wouldn't roll the dice, but Yeah.
And that's a side tangent. So the Discord server, and let me tell you guys, I have one friend. His name is Leo. I'm not sure if I should mention him, because so what he did, he had the biggest page. So Rex and I made like 100k pages. That dude had like a 300k, 400k page.
Yeah.
It was named
trying to get to him.
Veldy, yeah. Right? So Rex, he's older, and he was like 20 something. And my dude printed with same pages, literally the same pages we had. He started selling this gym keychain, whey protein, drop shipping. Whey protein keychain. He'd had 20k plus months.
That pisses me off, because you remember I started the Gym Rats Doco?
Yeah.
And I never took the last step.
Bro,
fucking hell.
He printed such mad cash with those pages. Bro, drop shipping.
We could have been richer, man. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't regret it. I mean, like, fuck, we learned. And dude was just ahead of us in life. He deserves it.
I mean, I'm happy for him. But like, if we... This, yeah, this is like a big lesson for us. Just baat karte karte aa gaya. Like, take the last step.
Yeah.
First step, I think we're good at taking that. Like,
yeah, we just fucking start whatever we start. Yeah. That last step is important. And yeah, so mad cash with these pages. But yeah, so then eventually, you know, it was a little boring. It was saturated, growth was slow, and a lot of competition by now. We were early in. And I guess we got scared of an algorithm change as well, that Reels is going to die. So there was
we
a big
weren't scared. It was going to happen. So what happened was...
It never happened.
It sort of,
but...
It did happen,
in a
but...
Way.
Like, yeah, the gym pages don't run anymore.
Yeah, the gym pages are... I mean, probably because we aren't that much into the gym that way.
We could have, like, re-strategized, but for that, we'd have to put in effort. So for more context for the audience, what happened was, like, Instagram rolled out a new algorithm, like they always do. And usme, what the plan was to, like, give the creators more reach. So anything that's... Like, what we were doing, we were taking other people's content and posting it on our pages. But like, the creators were not getting the views on their pages. So Instagram basically wanted to make it fair. So I saw the video from Josh Ryan. I've worked with him now.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. I was shitting my pants, because that was a time when I was bored from fucking theme pages, because I'd been posting 6
reels a day for 9 the last years.
Every single day. I didn't miss a fucking day. And that's important, because... Like
consistency.
If you miss a day, people forget you. Like some other page shows up, they like that post and they get more posts from that page. So people forget you. I never missed a day of posting, except when I was seeing a girl in Delhi. But yeah, except that, I never missed a day of posting, I swear. I remember that so vividly.
And
that was
let me give more context here. We literally have to be on TikTok, refreshing, looking for the best posts, and immediately copying those.
And we ran out of posts at a time.
Yeah.
Adha ghanta scroll
kar. Man, now look, where it's so shit, but it's how I made like my first 2k.
Yep, happy about it.
Yeah.
No regrets.
Learned the algorithm essentially.
Yeah, and we were so into it. Matlab fitness niche ka, we had our hands on the pulse like 24/7.
Yeah.
We knew everything about like TikTok, and when I say everything. Like literally everything. TikTok, Instagram. I used to follow Adam Mosseri. That's like the CEO of Instagram. Anything that he said, Josh would make a video on that. So I'd watch that too. Ki matlab breakdown to batao bhaiya. Ye bhi to janna hai. So like, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Let's wrap up the theme page section though.
Yep.
Getting on for a little long. So
favorite
key
part.
Takeaways here is when there are opportunities, strike. Because there are dudes with the same type of pages we had who made a lot of money, and be a little smart. And I guess one thing, if I could do all of this again, was I would hop on a call with that dude. Why did we not like properly get advice from him?
And exactly, and he would have given it.
Yeah,
to,
he
like,
would have. That's what.
Also, he asked me to buy my page.
Yeah, so because he's smart, right? He's like, yeah, this dude's probably stupid.
Told him not to.
Yeah, and you know. Partner with people who are smarter than you. Even with my agency, this is one of the best decisions I've made. Right? Get partners who have more experience.
Exactly.
Like, it's not bad to give away a bit of equity or a bit of
better long term.
Yeah, yeah, for the long term play. Or if not, invest in a coach. In like, that's the best thing I would tell you. Like, if you are making $200 in shout outs from your pages, invest $400 in a coach who has done something. And if you don't know anything, he can probably tell you how to make more money with your page.
Probably.
That's, you know, one way of thinking.
It's a shortcut, right? Like, they've already built the frameworks in their head of how things work. And yeah, if you just get that, like, download that from them, pay them, what, $400, you make
probably
that
more. But yeah. Yeah. So that's around the theme page stuff. Should you do it now? Maybe. Actually, recently, Atomic Growth grew the best founders' theme page
Instagram
to 100K in less than 3 months. Not 100K, 90K in less than 3 months.
Instagram below.
So theme pages can still work, guys. You just got to be smart with how you do it. And I also want to tell you guys that we made money through Spotify playlists. You should go over that quickly.
So how we did that was we had a playlist and that was... we still have it, like 18K followers or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not a lot of money.
Still, we made money. It did every income stream.
$50, $100 or something like that.
Weekly. For a bit.
Yeah. Weekly. Which is like a good amount though. Like,
yeah,
400.
Yeah, so we spit some game. Because I believe 90% of people, they've never heard of making money through Spotify playlists.
So it's actually illegal. Like, it's not in Spotify's terms and conditions. They hate it when you do it. So what happened was, like, I had a playlist and, like, we basically promoted it, nah?
Yeah.
On all our pages. And that's the best thing we did. Like, when you have followers on one platform, the best thing you can do is just put them everywhere else.
Yeah.
So, like, they become co-fans. So we
post them. You guys them. Listen to the podcast, huh? Reels to podcast. Love you guys.
But, yeah, so we send them to, like, the gym Discord first. Uske baad, then we send them to the Spotify fucking playlist. And I should stop moving this hand. So, like, that's what we did. And he kafi waisa unconscious tha ki matlab, we didn't want to, like, we were not that intelligent ki matlab, haan, koi aur bhi rakhte hai, they'll become better fans.
Aise we made a Spotify playlist for ourselves and be like, ye lo, ye gaane suno.
Exactly. And, like, everyone resonated because it was gym songs.
Gym songs, classic gym songs, like funk music type of thing.
So yeah, we'll still link the playlist down below and you can check it out. So what happened was, like, artists used to reach out.
Yeah.
And they ask basically, like, oh, are you looking to play any songs? I'm like, I'm not really, but, like, do you want to do that? Like, that's the first thing that happened was someone came to me and they were like, oh, you have a playlist. And, like, do you like,
you know, with our knowledge now, so give you a quick recap. You grew a Spotify playlist to 18k likes. To 18k likes, right? So playlist ban gaya. Now there are a lot of likes, a lot of people that keep listening to that playlist. Now new and upcoming artists want to place their songs in top 3 so that their song gets a lot of streams and they get the recognition.
Exactly.
So it's like media. And now, with our knowledge today, what we would do to put this on steroids would be to do outreach ourselves.
Exactly, lead gen.
Yeah, but like, we find, you know, gym or funk artists, put them in a sheet, do some key cold emails or DMs, or probably DM outreach would work better. Or maybe even LinkedIn, and yeah.
Actually,
I think at least that would have been like a 1 lakh stream from there, 1 lakh a month.
Let us do some charity. So we'll link the Spotify playlist niche. And if you can get artists that want to place their songs for any amount of money, you get it all. So,
yeah, like, 100%. Yeah. So it's as if you own this playlist. If you can make money with it, you know, congrats to you. You're smart. We'll give you all of the money and we'll place the song.
100%. And yeah, the page that I had, it was like Ducksminate, Dominate. And if you go to that playlist, the first song is Dominate as well. And at the end of the song, he's like saying my name. And like, they're fucking weird, like these foreigners.
Yeah.
So they say like, Aman Lada. Sure, man. And he also tried sending me a t-shirt. That was the worst t-shirt ever. And he's obviously not watching the pod and all.
Yeah.
But like, I told that to him as well. Not like I'm just...
Yeah. So that's everything around theme pages. And moving forward, that's not all that theme pages did. So we made like 2K, 3K from a page. Even more, I guess, overall, a little bit more than that. And with that money, I bought myself a camera.
Bought myself a laptop.
Yeah, that's good investment. Yep. So bought a camera, and then now with all of the knowledge I had around the fitness niche, I'm like, wait, why don't I just grow my own page?
Exactly.
Personal. Because in India, I didn't see a lot of people like that. There was, like, at the time, zero influencers in the same fitness niche as me. That was, like, Reels type of content that I was planning to make.
Yeah, you were different. There were
different.
People.
There were people, but not like me, is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, started a, you know, entire fitness page. Was so camera shy. My physique is not the best at that time.
Shoot, bro. Right? His physique was better than me, mine right now.
No.
Bro, come on.
No.
Come on. My arms are better.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wasn't even that jacked. And no insult to you.
Jude Bolran.
It's fine. But I wasn't that
jacked. No, I'm
jacked
not jacked
at all.
Like,
I would say even right now, I'm not qualified for a fitness page.
Jude Bolran.
But back then, big imposter syndrome. Like, you know, who am I to start a fitness page? Like, it didn't feel right.
Even now, though, bro, you're actually jacked.
Okay, can you stop complimenting me? This is not the podcast for that.
But like, yeah, you don't realize it because you look at yourself every day, na. But even I, like, it's lost on me ki banjo hai to ha. Lekin matlab yeah. Like,
so whatever, right? Back then, at least, big imposter syndrome. But I knew that I wanted to make money. It was out of some drive. It wasn't out of, you know, oh my god, let me influence people, fitness creator banenge. It wasn't like that. It was like I need to do something. So, and that was a natural path for me. I never wanted to be it, which is why I eventually stopped.
Yeah, exactly. It was.
I didn't have a passion like that.
Yeah, you realized there was cringe posts.
Yeah.
And
that's what did best.
The content, like, yeah, just for the audience, the things that you make and that you like genuinely as a creator, they don't perform well.
Yeah. So there's like this joke in the creator thing where one post you make for yourself with zero expectations, the next post you make for performance, third post for info, for information, for whatever you're trying to sell, you know, so like info related, education based, and one that you like and don't look at the performance of the one you like.
Exactly. Like just stay awake.
I recently pinned a post on my Instagram. That's my favorite reel. Worst performing. Thanks guys. So the way I grew my own personal fitness page through 8,000 followers was, one, I had all the knowledge on the best performing fitness posts by studying the algorithm for over a year. Then I had all the theme pages. So I used to do collab posts and story posts to literally boost myself up and get an advantage. My first few posts sucked. They were so bad. But I learned video editing and I learned how to speak and be in front of a camera. And I have so much B-roll because of that. So that page is invaluable. Like the experiences and the skills that taught me, I'm able to record on camera. It taught me a bit of cinematography. It taught me how to put myself out there because that's the most exposed I've been. Like millions of views, bro. I went to school and this girl literally told me, oh, were you that guy in that reel?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird, bro, because I am not proud of my own content back then, which is the entire reason why I stopped after a certain point. Because I'm like, bro, what the fuck am I doing? And you know my entire plan on the page? Let me go get a Muscle Blaze sponsorship for 30k a month.
Bro, I remember that. Like, you were like, yo, I'll get the sponsor and, like, life will be good.
Yeah, bro. That was my way out until...
Like, let's also talk about ASC.
Oh, yeah. So, ASC, anti-sin cult. So, I got the worst cold outreach DM I've ever gotten. And that's from Tushar. And he's one of our best friends who's also going to be moving in very shortly to our house. And so he's now my best friend, but back then he was a stranger. Private profile, 60 followers. Don't know why I replied to him. I just
like the perfect girl though. Private profile, 60 followers.
Yeah, so he's awesome, right? His message was shit, but for some reason that day I replied, got on a convo call. I'm like, yeah, this dude's legit. And then we started a clothing brand together, ASC, and we've sold like 100 t-shirts, so I think maybe more, maybe less, I don't know.
Around 90, I think Tushar mentioned.
Yeah, but we made like 70k from that, which felt nice.
Bro, it's like a new venture. You make money on that, you start new
and
things.
That was all through the page I grew.
It was
it's a completely different feeling. That was passion.
Yeah.
Content at that time around fitness was not passion. Which like aata hai to karta wo bhi. But I learned video editing and that led us into...
So that led us into like a lot of stuff. After I sold my pages, I was lost for a while. I was like you were doing the like your own content, but I didn't want to do that, like put myself out there at that point. And I remember creating videos, private videos. Do you remember that? The first video that I had, video zero starting out, and I explained why all the reason I don't, like I can't show that to you guys. But yeah, I just couldn't put myself out there for a myriad of reasons. Mm-hmm. But
chaka dunga na.
I thought
myriad
like,
of reasons.
A
lot of reasons.
A lot of reasons, guys.
Haan, abhi aage ja.
So yeah, so I wasn't really doing a lot of stuff, just like talking to people, either other, working with like one or two other people. But like it was nothing significant going on. Like theme pages was good, like I did something. But other than that, uske baad I wasn't building stuff. Chapter in like The Way of the Superior Man, where he talks about purpose layers. And he talks about like literally how a purpose layer works. Like as a man, you'll have times where you'll know exactly what you need to do. You'll feel in alignment with life. You'll be liking everything you do for a while. And then there will be a point where, and he mentioned like 4 points, where point one was like, you'll start hating it. You think like this is not what you want to do. And point two is like getting out of it seems like a good option. And point three and point four was something, I'll just put the screenshot up. And that's exactly how I felt like when I left theme pages. It was like I peeled a layer of purpose and it was gone. And there was this phase where I was waiting for the next thing. And it's exactly how it describes in that book. Can you like pull that up?
The Way of the Superior Man.
No, it'll be good for aesthetics. Pull that up. No,
it's fine. Bhai lazy lag raha hai, main abhi nahi uthne wala.
Udna nahi hai.
Bhai 4 baj gaye hai. Ye mera copy hai, by the way.
Yeah. So like, yeah, this book, The Way of the Superior Man. And yeah, it described it exactly, everything I was feeling, everything I was going through, even in like terms of time intervals. So I never use Instagram. Like it was deactivated by back then as well. Like it didn't have like a personal profile. And even like the girls I used to talk to, I used to talk them on the main pages. And they were like, why are you messaging with me with this? And like, I don't see the use of a personal profile. So I activated a personal profile for one day, bro. Out of like 30 days in a month, for one day I used to activate and I used to check what's going on. And that day I saw like Iman putting up a story. And the story was like, I want to grow my TikTok to 1 million by the end of the year. It was July. And the only thing was like, I'll never record a TikTok, like sit in front of camera and I'll never record. And I saw that and I was like, shit, like this is mine. That's what I thought. So I had like full confidence going into it as well. And I have videos of me literally saying that I'm going to get it before like 2 weeks I got it. So like I'm spent the entire next 2 days actually. Pichle podcast mein, I think I said 5 to 6 hours, but that was not true. I spent 2 days and like those were sleepless days. And I barely used to have sleepless days because I slept a lot, because I hated my life. It's called depression naps. So yeah, so I did that for 2 days. And I also have a video of me like pitching. It was like a Loom, but on YouTube. So I can link, no, I'm not going to link it, but I'll send like a screenshot or a GIF that for the people to see. You probably don't like remember, but you've obviously seen that. So yeah, the Loom and like the entire application, I took 2 days to fucking write that out. And then I was at the gym and then I got a message from Spencer that you're like selected. And I was, bro, I ran through the entire gym and the gym was like empty at that point because it was 3 p.m. So gym band raha tha. And being the introvert that I am, I worked out with 0 people in the gym. So like I was running with happiness. And yeah, I basically knew that I'd get it. The thinking behind like doing the application was like, if I just make the best application on planet Earth, there's no way you can reject me. Like that's what I thought. So I spent 2 days literally just crafting the perfect application. And
some thoughts here before you move on to the interview stage. Is what we think is the best application at that time is not what we think the best application is today. Because now I've been on... Can you stop that? Because now I've been on the other end at least, where I was hiring for GYA and I've gone through that entire form. And when you're on the other side, you gain a lot of perspective around like all the applications. And to be honest, I was given a task once to essentially shortlist an application form for the narrative team, right? And when I was doing that, I didn't look at anything except for state up their best work. If their best work was decent, Loom video. If their Loom video was okay, I make it green. Next. I didn't read any of the fields, and I believe whoever is shortlisting doesn't do that either. They just go through the links of the best work one by one and Loom. That's it.
My application had that. So like if you I'm not gonna share the application because it's too embarrassing, maybe like on a
Yeah,
later day.
now that if we look back at the application, we will think it's shit.
It's still good. It had everything. Like the Loom me, I included like my entire like there was the biggest part of like the Loom or like the YouTube video was me talking about my previous experience, which was like how I grew my pages and like and what they needed is someone that can grow the pages. So I like wrote a fucking essay on how I would do it.
How much better could you do it now?
20-30%. I just make it look better.
I see. Okay. Then I guess you're really confident about that. For me, I feel like if I was to go back, I think I could have portrayed myself better.
You
With
didn't
the
need
knowledge I
to.
have now.
Yeah. You didn't
So
need to, like, that's
I didn't need
fine.
to, yeah. I mean, it worked. But I feel like what's good back then is bad now in my head. And the
The
big
big
realization
realization
I
I
had
had.
around this was the atomic VSL. So we send a VSL to all of our cold emails in our cold emails, and I looked at the VSL I recorded 6 months back, and I'm like, we got clients with this, and I was shocked. So I re-recorded it recently, and that's why I was like, our application back then couldn't be that good, right? But regardless, you got the interview.
Yeah, so basically, Spencer told me that I was like good to go for the
Spencer
job.
is.
Spencer is like the guy that was hiring for everyone, like assembling the team. So yeah, he told me that I was good to go for like an interview with him. So I had an interview with him and then I had an interview with Iman. Like I was green lighted for that. This basically started like the next phase of our lives when we started actually making money. And for the viewers, this episode stops here because like we probably have an hour or two to talk about
Yeah, this is
literally the other
really
phase of my
long.
life or our
So
lives
the
actually.
next phase was working in, let's give them a teaser for it. Play the trailer, right? So what comes next? Beta Squad Inspiration, play the trailer. But what comes next is the next phase, working for Iman. Then you worked for
Andrew, Hamza are like different
a lot
creators.
of other people. I quit that, started my own agency, then merged it, and then it's now another agency with a similar name, and then where we are today in our lives, and what we would do if you were to do it all over again. That's going to be golden for you guys. Like, especially if I was to start again, what would I do? And new business ideas as well, that we can't execute on because of lack of time or dedication to projects.
We will.
But I really think that you guys should execute on our ideas, right? And if you do, like, send me a message. I'll be the happiest for your success. And that's what we'll cover in the next episode. And, SaaS, code, agency, and all the different types of agencies, not just social media marketing agency, guys. And yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that, like
Agency
SMMA.
is not SM, bro. Like, fuck.
SMMA.
Agency is not SMMA. SMMA is a set inside of what an agency can be. So, yeah. That's it, guys. Night.